feel so empty without me.
Nimone is going down. She's going down. Like a sack of spuds, she's going down. Alan will be the new champion, the runner of runners, the athlete for a new generation.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I love how everybody's taking this race so seriously.
Are you backing Alan, then?
Huh?
Are you backing Alan?
Yes, he won't win. But you've got to support your own, you know? That's the way I look at it. But this ridiculous race, which is going on this morning, I don't know what it's all about. It all sparked from Spoonie's ego. It was he who started it.
It was Spoonie and Nimone, I think, having a competition about who could run the fastest. And now it's spiralled into something slightly bigger.
But Nimone is a professional athlete.
She's hopefully going to be in Athens.
And DJ Spoonie plays records in nightclubs. Now, it don't take a genius to work out who's going to be the quickest.
But I think he used to be a runner as a kid. I think when he was about 15...
The guy's pushing 40.
He was... Well, I know, but 30 years ago, he was a decent runner, I believe.
30 years ago, Nimone wasn't even born.
Well, tis true.
Not just for you there, Nimone.
I think she was just... about your age, keeping your CV, show me CV, go in there.
I think she was a mere toddler.
So the race is at 11 o'clock at a secret location in London, and Nimone and Allard are running, and Spoonie, and Colin Murray, supposedly, although he started moaning about his chipped a nail or something.
I think he's got a back problem.
Yeah, right. A lazy problem.
He's waiting on a late fitness test for this morning.
And Chappers and the boss, Andy Parfitt. Now, seriously, if you had half a brain cell and you're running against your boss, who would you win? Who would you let win, rather? I'd be like, and they're off. After you, sir. I'll just tuck him behind you here.
Depends whether you've just signed or not, though, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, if you just signed a new deal, you'd be all right.
I wouldn't mind, then.
Anyway, we'll talk more about this race later. It's 6:57. Basement Jackson, good luck. Good morning. And welcome. It's the Chris Moyle Show in the morning at breakfast time. I'm Chris, this is my mate Dave.
Morning.
And we're live till...
That was a disappointing start.
And we're live till 10. Go. Well, you know what happened? The first link, actually, was so much better than it should have been, because it's... 5 seconds before the start of the show, I suddenly turned around and said, where are my headphones? Which are essential when you work in a radio studio.
So you had to compensate by making that link rubbish.
Exactly. That was purposely rubbish, yeah. Mind you, looking at some of the potential links that are going to happen this morning, I don't think we should say that one was rubbish.
The only way is up.
There'll be a lot worse to come. Good Charlotte, Sugar Babes, all coming up. We'll do Buzz Off at 7:20. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Jules at 7 o'clock.
More claims that British troops were... Newsbeat, it's 7:04.
Good morning, cereal and coffee and toast and traffic jams and buses. Right, I'm just relating to my breakfast audience.
That's good, yeah. That's a good jingle.
Well, because we know, we're not really good at that. We listen to all these other breakfast DJs and go, and if you just tuck it into your cornflakes this morning... And I'm not good at that.
We don't even eat cornflakes.
Before we did the breakfast show, Dave and I never saw breakfast time. We used to get up at 10:30. So, you know, really. So, what time did you used to get up before? 11.
Sometimes we'd even miss Joe Wiley's show.
You're joking.
I'm serious.
Seriously. Mark and Lard have been our breakfast show for 5 years. And good morning, it's Mark and Lard at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
10:30 is a 6-hour lie-in. How scary is that?
I used to go to bed really, really, really late, have 8 hours, right, and still be up with time to kill before work.
Up at the crack of noon.
Brilliant. And now, I'm up at 4:30. I went to bed last night at 10:30.
That's quite good. I was in bed at 9:00.
That's quite good. Thank you very much.
It's what you say. It's quite
What's
good.
What's the matter, you? Hey. What time did you go to bed last night?
About 9:00.
About 9:00.
Yeah, that's really early, isn't it? There you go.
What does your missus do? She gets out to the pub.
Yeah, she's at the pub, back about two-ish, crawls in, stumbles in, drunk as usual. And I get up and she's coming here. That's a joke if she's listening. Good morning.
So do you get absolutely shattered? Because I get tired, but I never feel the need to go to bed at 9 o'clock. How could you get out of bed at 9 o'clock?
I don't, I was just...
Like, you must miss footballers' wives every Wednesday.
I know, that's true. You set the video for that, obviously.
Right, of course.
I'm a bit of a lightweight.
In the papers today, there's a bit of a naughty scene in Footballers' Wives coming up soon.
There was 2 weeks ago as well on a plane.
See, I missed that one.
I miss it. Have you got that on tape?
No, sadly I don't.
I've got it on tape.
Have you? Can we borrow it?
Yeah.
Featuring the sexy Tanya Turner. Whose fingernails last week, right, were longer than Alid. See, it was weird. She looked like some kind of horror creature, but with lovely breasts. So she's at it every week in the show. With another fella who also likes the fellas, right, secretly.
Yeah.
He likes the women and the fellas.
He's bifocal.
Yeah. And then he got one of the fellas off the other week, but I phrased that so wrong, I meant started off the block, if you know what I mean.
Right, indeed. Right?
So now he goes off, right, and he goes off with a man.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
My goodness.
I'm telling you.
It's racy stuff.
Who would have thought, I mean... Does this thing go on in football all the time? Do you think a Kidderminster Harry is, Rachel? This thing goes on all the time.
I wouldn't like to comment.
It's, you know... Sometimes I think they've just made it all up. You know?
Seriously?
That? Yeah, I don't even think it's a real-life documentary. I think scripted.
No way. No, I don't know about that.
I'm no TV expert, but I think these people... I think they're just actors playing, you know, different people.
When did you last see Earl's Park come up on the video printer?
Yeah.
I ask you this, don't you?
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Yeah. I thought it was a documentary.
No, I don't think it is, you know.
I feel a bit cheated.
You know that woman who looks like Gillian Telforth?
Yeah.
Apparently that's Gillian Telforth.
You're joking.
Oh,
really?
No. I wonder how she got that job. Would you like to be in a show that, you know, it's all about... No, best not go down there. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. 7:08. Anyway, hello. Tuesday morning. Welcome to a new day. Educated. With money. He's well-dressed. I really like the Sugar Maids records. But I always said this. I think they look better since Heidi joined. No offence to the other one who used to be in. But I think they look like startled bunny rabbits.
Mm.
Lots in the headlights.
I think Heidi's given them that bit of glamour and sophistication. Yeah, they
were confidence. Do you know what I mean? But that said, you know, they're easy on the eye, aren't they? The old Sugar Babes.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, because often you get names of bands that imply that they're pretty and they're not. You know, Sugar Babes could have been Sugar Dogs.
Mm.
But I think they are babes. Heidi. I think she's fit. I like Heidi. Heidi. Still. Anyway, so good morning. So last night then, my iPod. I've had an iPod for a month. Still haven't used the thing. Can't use it now. I need a new computer.
Can you not program it yourself?
No, I don't have the right software on my computer because my computer is so old. So I need to go out and buy a new computer. So I'm thinking about buying... Now, I've got to get this right. Because I don't know anything about computers. I might buy myself a Mac. Is that right, Scott? That's right, yeah. As opposed to what I have now, which is a desktop PC. Oh, I'm good. So I might buy myself a Mac because iPods... made by the same people.
Apple.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Right, okay.
Right, fine.
I won't say it then.
But other computer manufacturers...
Are available.
Such as Microsoft and others, right? So anyway, there you go. So I might buy myself a Mac.
Can you not just upgrade the computer that you have?
I can upgrade my Windows, yeah, but it'll cost me about 70 quid.
Well, surely that's considerably less than buying a new computer, is it?
Yes, but if I'm going to do that, if I'm upgrading, it's like, do you buy a new car or do you just get the wheels changed and the engine changed and the seats changed? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You may as well just buy a new car. It's going to be more money, but in the long run... Because at the moment, everyone laughed at me yesterday because I've got Windows 1984 or something and you need minimum of Windows 2000.
Yeah.
So everyone's laughing at me. And even Joe's went and goes, oh, God, that's virtually obsolete. And Scott's going, the deleted Windows 95, now you can't even get it. So I'm like, I feel really stupid, as if I've got some kind of... I've got, like, the Cortina of computers, do you know what I mean? Mm. As opposed to everyone else's Ferrari. So that's what I might do. I might go out today and buy myself... They're nice looking, but
They're the ones with the sexy coloured screens, aren't they?
I need Scott to... If I go computer shopping, will you come with me, Scott? Excellent, good. Because he'll be able to tell me what it does.
He knows more than I do.
The bottom line is, I'm the same as every, you know, any other bloke. I don't really need it for work. Emails and porn. That's all I need. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
You need broadband for that as well. You get...
Well, depends what you're looking at, really.
You want a proper fix? Call me.
Maybe not so broad.
You want to get your kicks? Call me. You want your cheese chicks?
Anyway.
Call me. I mean, it makes your emails faster.
That's right.
Faster correspondence.
It's like the advert, I tell you, I want to download a picture of two bald-headed men very quickly. That's the kind of stuff I'm after. I want a dude with the wickedest plan. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm... Personally, I've never got anything out of downloading a picture of two bald-headed men, but whatever floats your boat. Dominic Byrne's now giving me evils.
Give me evils?
It's going to be a picture of, like, him and his...
bald friend.
Yeah,
Terry.
That he met at Bald Club.
Mm.
Anyway, it's Beanie Man and the excellent Miss Thing, who sounded great on Top of the Pops.
Oh, she's got a fantastic natural voice.
I keep meaning to get that audio off and just mix it in. Anyway, Dude is a record. It's 20 past seven. This morning's Buzz Off. I have brought in another CD from home. My friend yesterday missed Buzz Off. It's his favourite bit of the show. And he texted me yesterday afternoon saying, sorry, I didn't hear Buzz Off. I fell asleep. What record do you play? So I didn't bother replying because I just thought it was a bit of a joke. Last night he texted me and said, please, what record did you play?
Is this your friend Francis?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Tell him to go and listen again.
He's very busy. You know, he's... Anyway, yeah, I should do, yeah.
If he was a real friend.
Anyway, he suggested a record for today that I should bring in from a CD collection at home, but it was a rubbish one, so I'm not going to play that. I've got something far, far superior.
So this is your own choice.
This is from my CD collection at home.
If it wasn't, I would be concerned.
Exactly. So playing today, as ever, will be you, the listeners. When you've had enough of the following CD, text Buzz Off to 81199. That's Buzz Off to 81199. BUZZ, by the way. Right? Buzz Off. 81199. Rachel is here.
Hello.
Dave is here.
Hello.
And Alad is there.
Hello.
Hello, Alad. So
hello, Chris.
You're not here.
I'm not there, no.
Where are you?
Don't say what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm in the park.
They are. So he's giving it away now. He's doing extra training.
Mm.
That's what it is. For the race.
It's true. It's true.
He's sabotaging
really
the
weird,
course.
Because I'm trying to run, and I got a headset in to listen to the show, and it keeps falling out. So
right.
I have to stop it now and then just to stick it back in my ears.
And what about the headset? So you're going to play Buzz Off then today from a park in London?
Yes, I am.
All right, good, all right. This should be nice, this. The BBC, good to know we're not wasting your money on Alad in a park. Are you ready, Al?
I'm ready.
Dave and Rachel?
Ready. Yeah.
Let's go. You'll like this. A bit of guitars to wake you up. Give it to... by the way, Alan, they're Welsh, before you ask.
Great, thanks.
Right. Blue Tones. Do you remember this, Dave?
Yeah.
Classic.
When I am sad and weary, when all my hope is gone, and I can't put my finger on the time things first went along, I have a little secret I like to tell myself.
Ballet Buzz.
I haven't even got to the bit in Welsh yet. The idea of Alan standing in the middle of a park on his own going, Alan Buzz, on the top of his voice, wearing what looks like a McDonald's drive-through headset. Good luck.
I have, actually.
Listeners have buzzed. No taste. You have to wait for, you know, a nice guitar riff.
Yeah,
there,
waited for a nice bit. We've had a couple of choruses. We'd had enough, I think.
Alan, have you ever heard that before?
No.
No, do you like that?
No. Not my thing, really.
Really? Mm. What a surprise.
Sorry.
Mm. So you're in a park in London.
I am.
You can actually hear the birds are tweeting behind you.
Can you hear them?
But if you point the microphone towards the birds.
There's a plane as well. Here we go.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Are you picking
Do you know what it's like? It's like when they're talking about something mucky on Big Brother.
Mm. Yeah. There's three joggers next to me, actually. They're running towards me, so...
Oh, really?
I'm looking strange now.
Well, you had to say to them, morning, joggers, and see if they're saying
something. Morning, joggers. No, they just ran off.
Sounds like they're in a car. They were running fast with it. glad they're not in the race. So you're getting some extra training in then for the 11 o'clock big ding-dong this morning.
Yeah, I had to have a bit of brekkie, so I've had a bacon and egg muffin already.
Right, not an ideal, you know...
Which was quite nice, though.
Not for an athlete. You never had Daley Thompson, you know, with a bacon sandwich before a race, did you? Well, anyway, listen. But, go on.
But now I'm ready, so I've been doing a bit of running, and I'm going to do a bit more. I'll do my stretching ready. I've heard that Nimone's going back to bed, and I think that's an advantage, so I'll get an extra couple of hours of stretching and, you know, practice.
Right, OK. Well, you keep stretching. We'll come back and check in with you later, all right?
OK, cool.
Bye.
See you later.
Love that delay. About half a mile away. Mm. The delay's bigger than when we talked to Bedingfield in New Zealand. Morning joggers.
Said nothing. Ran past
it. Who's the strange man with the Teletubby aerial on his head?
Would you like fries with that? Morning joggers.
Weirdo.
7:27, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They're saying cheers, you got to kill the queen and then you made it. Oh,
Red Hot Chili Peppers, fortune faded. Big gigs coming with Radio 1 later this summer. Let's get some support from Juliet at 7:30.
Good morning.
Do you know what the time it is, love?
Yes, printer problems.
I don't give a rat's ass. Get in your chair.
Huh? Sorry.
Walking around the studio slower than Colin Murray in a race. Seen Lisa Riley walk towards a lettuce quicker than that.
That's not fair.
I haven't actually, I made that up. What?
Just imagining Lisa Riley walking towards the lettuce.
Tell you what, if Alan wants to win this race today, he's got to run like Lisa Riley after the mobile fish and chip van. Tell you that for nothing.
No diggity.
No doubt. BBC. Newsbeat. Coming up then, what we're going to play? Eve and Gwen Stefani, Dave?
That'll be lovely.
Keen?
Lovely.
Yeah, all right. And then something very special coming up in the next half hour. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And the main news, a major report on the war in Iraq is found. And the time's 7:34.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy and he wants to play for Leeds. Because of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead and hard and fancied by Joe Wiley.
Do you want to do a Let's Rock after the jingle?
Yep.
The Chris
Moyle Show, National Radio.
Let's rock!
Well, that sounded very good.
Thanks very much.
You like that?
You have to have the right record after it, you know, in order to continue the rock. I think this fits nicely.
Okay, yeah. 7:35.
Drop your glasses, shake your ass.
Beautiful sounds of Keen, and they're singing about Somewhere Where Only We Know, right here on Radio 1, your early morning wake-up station. Morning, Allard.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Good
morning.
Did I say that? Sorry.
No, you just sounded a bit hello-y.
Sorry.
Are you still in the pork?
Yes. We're just walked off to the side of the park now.
All right. Okay. Now let's remind everybody about this big race.
Okay.
It's 11 o'clock this morning in a secret location in London, where some of the finest Radio 1 athletes will be taking part in a 200-meter sprint. I believe, is that correct?
That's correct. It was 400, but I bargained it down to 200 because I can't do more than that.
Good lad. And amongst the runners will be Radio 1's top athlete, Namone, who's training for the Olympics. The boss of Radio 1, Andy Parfitt. Allard is representing our show. Colin Murray. The rumours are that he might have to pull out with a back injury, i.e. he's spineless.
Late fitness test on Colin.
Chappers is meant to be running, but again, there are rumours...
injury doubts.
Yeah, apparently he's been tested for the illegal substance, lazyitis. And Spoonie, DJ Spoonie, who started this whole thing off, is in a battle of the egos between Spoonie and Namone. Spoonie reckons that even though Namone is a trained athlete and is training for the Olympics, he's still faster than her. So it's a real kind of battle of the sexes thing between those two. Anyway, so you've been out in the park training, haven't you? Getting some extra training going.
I have.
Right. And are you on your own this morning?
I'm not on my own, actually. I've got a couple of friends with me.
Who are they?
Steve and John.
Steve and John.
They have a couple of bugles with them, too.
Oh excellent.
Because I started to panic as I was doing my training this morning, thinking I may not be able to get to the right standard, so I thought we should do something more to help my chances.
Oh,
and
lovely,
Chris, can I just say, before we do this, out of everything I've done on the show, I'm most nervous about this that I've ever been on anything on our show.
So, Allard,
tell the nice boys and girls listening exactly where you are this morning.
I am in a very quiet... North London Street. It's a row of terraced houses, both sides.
Lovely.
And we've decided to come and pay someone a visit.
Right.
To
wake them up.
A big good morning from the Chris Moyle Show in preparation for today. And friends have got a special message for this person. I really hope we've got the right house.
Basically, what it is because Allard fears that he's not going to come first in this race, we decided to disrupt Spoonie's chance of winning by having two guys with trumpets stand outside his house and play very, very loudly while Allard bangs on the door. As this morning, Allard is outside Spoonie's house. Hey! Take it away, Al. So, any reaction from...
hey!
Where is he?
He's just popped his head outside the window.
Hey!
We've got the right house, everybody. Yay.
Novel
good
the
morning,
opposition.
Spoonie.
Said some of the pipe-hitting niggas out to hit your ass.
Tell him he's live on Radio 1, Allard. Allard.
Okay, he hasn't got any trousers on. You're live on Radio 1. Please do not swear.
I'm going to get you back now.
He is actually naked.
So he's got no... is he really? Is he going to let you in?
Let me ring the doorbell.
You ring the doorbell.
Although it does say a different name on the door. I was going to ring it, but I saw it says another name.
I don't think legally his surname is Spoonie.
That's his stage name, Allard. Yeah.
He wasn't christened DJ Spoonie.
I thought it was Spoonie something.
Well, yeah.
Yay!
How are you, sir?
I'm very good.
No, we're losing the satellite link.
They're still there.
I decided to come and wake you up instead.
Now, the thing is, this is a bit of a quiet neighbourhood, and I kind of sneak in after dark.
Oh.
I'm doing, and then you send fanfares outside my house.
It's true. But,
Do you know what?
Okay, no problem. So that's tricks.
We keep losing it. Al, we keep losing you.
Really?
To get him outside on the street, we could hear you then.
There you go. Well, we're here now.
1 second, I have to sit on the wall because I've got no shoes on. And I'm not letting these. I'm not letting these reprobates in my house.
Hang on, has he got trousers on already?
He's now put his trousers on. Yeah.
I'd get arrested if I came out without trousers on, Chris.
Morning, Spoony.
Morning. How are you, sir?
I am great. I am fine.
I've got to be honest with you. I was sitting there thinking, this phone hasn't rung yet. What's going on? I bet they forget about me. I bet Chris has, spoken for too long during the links and they're going to just drop me.
Yeah, we did say that we were going to phone Spoonie up. But then we thought, you know, that's so impersonal. Well, we could have a couple of buglers outside your door.
That is awesome.
Spoonie, can we just apologise for Alan's, you know, unprofessional behaviour this morning in trying to nobble the opposition with the use of a brass band? It wasn't our idea. It was entirely his.
Well, the thing is, I got up at 7 o'clock this morning anyway, so it didn't matter.
But you didn't have any trousers on.
So I don't never have trousers on that time of the day.
Well, I wouldn't. You say that as if I know. I don't know. I don't know what time. I don't know what time is trouser putting on time in your house.
Alid, you keep still, Alid, when I'm saying things like that.
Have you been training for this race?
Not specifically for this race, but I do kind of try and keep myself in shape at the best of times.
And that means
I'm now going to go upstairs and embark on some stretching.
Right. Will that involve Alid?
No!
I won't answer that.
You can use Alid as your little punch bag this morning if you want, you know, and get a few uppercuts in on Alid.
The Breakfast Show Glider, that's what I'm calling him.
Oh, really? And we call him something else completely different, but we can't really get into that.
I know, but I think he's going to look to glide around the track today.
Be gliding around the park if you give him a whack before the race starts. So 11 o'clock this morning then, live on Joe Wiley's show, is the big Radio 1 race. What do you think your chances are, Spoony?
I think I'm going to win.
Do you think you're going
to
win?
I wouldn't be getting out of bed otherwise.
All right, well, that's a very good point, actually. All right, well, listen...
You know, it is early in the morning. I'd stay in bed if I thought I was going to lose.
What do you think Alan's chances are? Where do you think he's going to end up?
I think he'll end up...
in hospital?
Just in front of... just in front of Colin Murray, somewhere behind Andy Parfitt.
Well, that's normally where he is.
I've got to say, when I heard the buglers, I thought it was my friendly couple downstairs. I thought it was, Jen's birthday, and I thought her husband had got her a birthday fanfare or something before she
imagine that
work.
That would be the worst present in the world. Alan standing outside your house on your birthday
with a microphone
and a couple of buglers,
some Welsh clown with a satellite pack.
Well, Spoonie, good luck in the race today. Obviously we're supporting Alan, although between you and I we don't think he's got a cat in hell's chance. But
oi.
I'm sorry, but what we're going to do is Rachel's going to stand at the finishing line with a jug of Pimm's in one hand and woo-woos in the other, in a kind of carrot and stick way. Hopefully that might be able to help him run a bit faster. Alright, listen, you two have fun, enjoy your breakfast with your buglers, and we'll talk to you all later.
Thanks very much, Chris. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Well done.
I worked a treat.
You know, I didn't think that was going to work. Those buglers sounding great,
didn't they?
Yeah. So 11 o'clock, make sure you're listening. Joe Wiley today with the big Radio 1 race live.
This is Radio 1. This week from...
Being a lot of love on the text messages about that track. A lot of people think the title is ironic.
What a great tune. What is this great song? It's two of the reboot.
It's Narcotic Thrust. Pete Tong was going on about it the other week in Miami. Narcotic Thrust and a track called I Like It. Take it away, Al. Spoonie up this morning.
Class.
Yeah, it's better than a clock radio.
Isn't it?
I bet he's got one of those radios where you can't change it from AM to FM. Talk about that later. 7:54, this is Snow Patrol. Dominic has just walked in and said, nice bugle action.
It was, I think.
And Juliet walked in just behind him.
Yeah, whatever that means.
I don't know. It's nice though, isn't it?
Hmm.
And Spoonie seemed all right.
He seemed quite awake, didn't
he? Yeah. With no trousers on. Ali's getting all excited. Let me in! Well, that was all right. So Ali's going to be coming back now. Rachel wanted to keep him out and just wake up a load of random strangers with two buglers outside. I think that's quite dangerous, though.
I think that'd be abuse of his cornets.
Yeah. Bugger off, I'm trying to get some sleep!
You know what I mean?
Wrap one of them around his head.
Good morning, this is a wake-up call from the Terry Wogan Breakfast Show! You know what I mean? Go around and cause a lot of trouble and blame it on other people. I like that. Hi, Scott Mills here. Do you think, because, you know, maybe people don't know what Scott Mills looks like. Ali could get away with saying he's Scott Mills.
Be a stunt double.
Well, yeah, it's a thought. Yesterday, Will Young was on Joe Wiley's show in the Live Lounge. He did a couple of tracks live, and we were going to play the... he did a cover version of Hey Ya by Outkast. It's a bit too mellow. It was brilliant. Really, really good. And he did the single as well. So we might play live track. I don't know, we haven't decided yet. But either way, we're going to play the record of some kind, because it's good. I like Will Young. And it's out this week, his record.
Good record.
And we need to promote him. He was promoting us yesterday, kind of, on the trail. By being on it.
He was contributing.
Yeah, he wasn't actually listening to the show, but was on the trail anyway. So, Will Young coming up, and we'll play Outkast and Christina Aguilera in just a minute. Meanwhile, let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules at 8 o'clock.
More evidence the vital... Radio and News Beast, exactly 3 minutes past eight.
Enjoy that news and sport bulletin, Comedy Dave?
Yep.
So what were some of the stories in the sport?
You
weren't paying attention, were you?
I was, no.
You're watching Bear in the Big Blue House on Channel 5.
It's Bear's birthday bash.
Is it?
Yep.
All the way through the bulletin. Dave, standing up, absolutely transfixed with the television.
It's good, though.
Have you never seen Bear in the Big Blue House before?
I haven't seen it for a while.
What it is he's a bear.
In a big blue house.
That's right,
But he's not just a bear, he's a big
There's
bear.
A big blue house there. All right, that's where the bear is in.
And it's the bear's big birthday bash today in
is
the big
it
blue
really?
House.
And all his friends are there, Dave, look. Do you watch it regularly? Or
I don't, but I should.
Yeah?
I like it.
I'm sure if the people at 5 are listening in the press department, they might be able to bike over loads of Bear in the Big Blue House merchandise.
Or even episodes on DVD.
Or send you a big blue house.
I don't know about the blue house, though.
You never know.
I used to work for 5.
Did you?
Yeah. I used to have my own TV series.
Really?
You know that time I told you that I had my own series?
Yeah.
It wasn't a joke.
So when you used to disappear off every night...
I really did.
You really went
I really
there.
Did have a show, yeah. And when you walk into 5, it's not Channel 5, it's 5, when you walk into their head office in London, there's a massive picture of all their stars, including Bear from Bear in the Big Blue House.
He's one big bear.
Isn't he?
He was holding a piece of paper, really.
Do you think he looks like Rick Waller in Back to Reality, sitting at that couch? Anyway, there you go. A few text messages have come in saying, will you please play Will Young and his cover version of Outkast Hey Ya. So we might play it, actually. For those of you who didn't hear it yesterday, it's slow. It's not like, you know, a cover that's identical. It's Will's interpretation of it.
Even though it's slow, it's good slow,
yeah.
though, isn't it?
In the same way, it's like the Jamie Callum fronting thing. It's you know, Will Young has done his version of Hey Ya, and he's turned it into a completely different song. So, you know, you may not like it. I think it's actually really, really nice. So we'll just play it, shall we?
Yeah, if they ask for it, we should play it.
What have you just written down on a piece of paper?
Doesn't matter.
Did you just write the word game? Well, yeah, that's lovely, but I'm a bit busy at the moment, if you don't mind. Take it away, Al! Way You Move on Radio 1, 13 minutes past 8, in the morning. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles.
Hello, I'm Dave.
We haven't got time to eat our breakfast during the records. It's so busy, this show. It's so full of stuff, right, that even now, at what they describe as being prime time, we have to take a break to eat our toast.
What?
Take a break. All right. Dominic's eating now. Look, he's allowed to eat.
Yep.
Tromping away. See, people are having their breakfast at home. People are having their breakfast, you know, at work or whatever. A bit of coffee and a cup of tea or whatever, a toast.
I think it's this quality that we have which enables
what?
Us to relate.
I can't hear what you're saying.
It's this quality that we have.
Okay, just eat it.
It enables us to relate to the audience.
Plus, we have nothing else better to talk about.
Technically true.
Yeah. I didn't go to the gym yesterday, but I'm going to go today.
Why didn't you go yesterday?
Couldn't be bothered.
Okay.
I was too annoyed after realising that my computer is so old that my iPod won't... I can't even download my iPod software. So I need to go and buy myself a new computer. And I've decided I'm going to go and get... I've been learning from Scott, who tells me all about computers.
Mm.
I'm going to get myself a MUC.
Mac.
Right. A brand of fruit, a type of fruit, Mac.
Okay.
Right.
I won't say what it is.
No, it ain't orange or banana.
No, it ain't a peach. That'd be advertising.
I'm buying myself a pear Mac to go with my pear iPod.
Apparently, though, I've heard this, that if you're technologically inept in the world of computing, which some people are, you know, implying that you are,
and
then
you are.
It's not the right computer for you.
Oh, man, look.
Because they think that you'd be better off keeping with what you have at the moment, which I think is a PC.
Yeah, I don't... Well, my cousin said to me, and he knows about these things, get yourself a Mac. And Scott said, well, I suppose I... Well, yeah. You know, all I need, right, me emails and me internet access, my Word document so I can write on.
Yeah.
Printer. Now, anything else is a bonus. Now...
You might want something for your camera, though.
Well, I quite fancy downloading my digital pictures onto... burning them off onto a CD. I believe that's the phrase.
You don't need an all-singing, all-dancing computer to do what you need, do you?
Well, no. I mean, initially, I'm buying this so I can... I've fallen into the iPod trap. Even though I was the one who said, I don't understand why you buy a CD, you buy a computer, you buy an iPod, you load your CD onto your computer, you load the CD from your computer onto your iPod, you can listen to it on the move. You can just buy a Discman.
Well, excuse my ignorance, right, but with your new iPod...
Yes.
Am I right in thinking, can you download that onto your current format, i.e. PC, and do it that way? Or is
I've
it a
no,
lot...
I've no idea what you're saying. All I can hear is this. That's it. That's it, yeah.
Why?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you whether you can download your iPod onto your current computer format, i.e. the PC, rather than get this new Mac thing.
What do you mean, download my iPod?
No, hang on. He was saying that it was too out of date, so no, he can't.
No, but
I'll translate for you.
If he had a PC, right, as opposed to getting this new Mac thing, which you're talking about, would it not be as easy to download your iPod type stuff?
Yes.
Is my question.
Would it be as easy on a Mac? Yeah.
Or on a PC?
No, right. Here, look, let me explain this again, Dave.
I understand that your software is out of date. Yes,
right,
fact.
Right.
Now...
I can't download the iPod software on my computer.
Because it's out of date.
Because I've got Windows 73.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I need at least Windows 2000.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to go out and buy Windows 2000, right, and then I may as well just go and buy myself a new computer.
But in buying a new computer, what I'm saying is, should you go for a Mac or a PC?
I don't think it makes much difference. Now, Scott, where's Scott?
You can have either or.
Right, okay. I don't know. I just want something that looks nice and sexy on my desk. Good morning.
I know you can definitely have either or.
Right, there you go. Either or. I've never even heard of that make. What's either or? Are they Canadian? So that's my thing here. So anyway, because of that, I was in a grump and I didn't go to the gym. Scott, get in here a second. Scott, no, you don't want to... Oh, Scott, he doesn't want to come in now. Oh, well, then, don't bother, then. Good luck working on Dance Anthems at the weekend.
But he understands computers.
Well, he was the one who tells me what to buy. Like, I'm in the shop and I go, I need a lead for something, don't I? Ah, you need a blah, 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 lead. Okay, good, I'll ask them for that. So, anyway. So, I'm going to go to the gym today. iPodless. I have an iPod with no tunes on it. Do you know, I've heard the phrase iTunes, I've got no tunes.
So, is the idea that you can use your iPod in the gym as well?
Yes, it's portable, Dave. That's the whole point of the iPod.
Well, I know.
It's portable.
Yeah. So it'll be good in the gym.
Yes, Dave.
Well, not for swimming, obviously.
No, I don't think it would be very good for swimming at all. That's the idea of it, Dave.
Yeah, but I know, but
you walk down the street, you're sitting on a train or a bus,
yeah.
You're on the tube, well, not that I ever do, there's no first class or butty wagon, or, you're on the treadmill, you got your iPod there.
But I didn't know that you wanted it specifically for use in the gym. I thought perhaps you wanted it for walking around or sitting in your conservatory.
Well, generally, when I'm away from my CD collection, Dave, is when you get maximum usage out of the said item.
Yeah. It's a bit like a modern-day Walkman.
I refer you back to what I was saying at the start of the link, Dave.
Yeah.
You really need to kind of keep up with these things.
It's clarifying everything.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm pleased that you're going back to the gym.
Right, thanks. Are you going to come?
No.
Very nice. Moving on. Will Young yesterday, then, in the live lounge. You heard this, didn't you?
I did. I thought it was very good.
Did you hear it, Rach?
Yes.
All right. Will Young in the live lounge yesterday and did his own interpretation of Outkast's Hey Ya, which we will play for you now. It's slow. It's his interpretation. It's not a straight cover. I think you'll like this. Just take 4 minutes of your life to just relax. And listen to this from yesterday's Live Lounge with Joe Wiley. 8:20.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. Oh, but does she really want it? But can stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for Mom and Dad for sticking through together, cause we don't know how. No. No, you think you got it, but you just don't get it till there's nothing at all. We've been together, oh, we've been together, but separate's better when the truth's involved. If what this is nothing, nothing's forever. So why you here to around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. Oh, does she really want me, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. God for mom and dad for sticking through together, cause we don't know how.
People like it.
Lots of love on the text.
Sounded great yesterday. Really, really sounded good. Will Young in the Live Lounge for Joe yesterday. And his version of Outcast, Hey Yeah. And he did the single as well before that. It was very, very good. Although, Will Young bottled out of doing something yesterday with Joe Wiley that only he and I know about. And you know about.
Hmm.
And one other person. And it was the story that he was going to tell on the air. And he bottled out of it. And he didn't do it.
I think it's his place to say the story, not yours.
I'm not going to tell the story, but next time that he appears on Joe Wiley's show, he's going to tell that story. I can't. It's
no,
not,
it's his.
It's not my
private
story.
Is it about his dream?
Nope.
No. Oh, he mentioned that on the air. By the way, he was about to meet... We know when we phoned him yesterday.
And he was saying, I was halfway through a dream, and I couldn't remember what it was.
He was going to meet Gwyneth Paltrow. And he was very, very excited about it. What?
What? You're on, what?
At Buckingham Palace, he said to me. Exactly,
like he was.
Yeah.
So he's just about to meet her, and he's all excited. And just as the moment comes when he's about to meet Gwyneth Paltrow, phone rings, and it's me on the end going, "Hello, wake up, wake up." And he was like, "No, oh, I was about to meet Gwyneth Paltrow." So he was a bit kind of thrown when he came in. But yeah, he told. Well, it's not my story to tell.
You've got to let Will tell it in his own time.
Oh, go.
But he bottled it. It would have thrown Joe Wiley so much.
I think you're.
And he bottled it. I can't tell it.
Go on.
No, because it's funny.
Everyone wants to know.
It will undermine Chris's professional integrity.
Go on.
No.
I'll make you a cup of tea.
If we're, I've already got one. Scott made me one. Yeah, we'll talk about communities on the air, but he'll make me a cup of tea. So, the bottom line is, if Will, you know, calls me and says you can tell the story, then I'll tell the story. But
I'll go and give him a ring.
Yeah, you do that. What is his number these days?
I can't tell you.
No. You don't have his number. I do. That's Will Young for you.
New drama on BBC One.
The numpties I have to work with on a daily basis in the studio come out with the most inane drivel during the records. You think it's bad what we say about on the air? And the conversation has just gone like this. Dominic Byrne, experienced news journalist, goes, "The advert for that BBC show, I've always thought they were saying Persil." What? And then Juliet and Dave go, "I thought they were saying Purcell as well."
The thing is, I even know that it's called Hustle, and I thought they were saying Purcell, the con.
Why
is
would
on.
They say,
I don't know,
Purcell, the con is on?
Never really thought about it.
Well, have a listen.
Just because you see me naked.
Are we playing cards or flirting?
Purcell, the con is on.
There you go, it does sound like Purcell.
Tonight at 9 on BBC One.
Lorraine Hegarty, right? He's like one of the big bosses of BBC One,
yeah.
The big boss.
Yeah.
And she said to me that I don't say enough nice things about BBC One, so I've got to talk up certain shows on BBC One. If I ever want to get my Saturday night entertainment show with me in a fake set of a big house, running downstairs with celebrities ringing the doorbell and putting their head through the windows.
Keep talking nice things.
That's why I'm doing it. I'm doing, you know, that, and I do like Hustle.
Hustle?
No, it's not Purcell. Have any of you watched it yet?
No, I
it's
haven't
It's really
it.
Good. I really like it. And the woman in it is well fit. But it's great. It's like from the same people who made Spooks.
I've seen the adverts. I think they're nice.
Yeah. Well, the show's just like that, but longer, Dave. So we should try to give it a try. Isn't that right, Lorraine?
Yes.
Just because you see me naked.
Are we playing cards or flirting?
Hustle, the con is on.
Stop, Purcell.
Does sound like Purcell.
Tonight at 9 on BBC One.
Morning, Lorraine.
Tonight at 9 on BBC One, Hustle.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
The wash is on.
What?
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Right, Roger Sanchez coming up. We'll play Jamelia. We'll play White Stripes. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:32.
And a new report on the war in Iraq. Now 8:35.
You know, he didn't even get back to me. I left him a message and everything. But, you know, he's very busy.
Maybe he can't get his messages when he's in Spain. I have that problem when I'm abroad. You can't get them on your phone.
Really?
Better just to text.
See, well, I always think if you can't get hold of them, sometimes it's just easy to ring your own phone and then you wait till it goes transferred and then put your PIN in. And
see, I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that either.
I know how to access your voicemail messages on your mobile.
So I believe.
Yeah. If you want, I can tell you now or I can just show you later on.
You've caused enough harm already.
Okay, fair enough.
Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck and Vernon, Tess and Richard and Will and Gareth Gates and Robin, Abbott, Liam, Nolan, Lulu, Roy Walker and Davina. But he's never met Des Lynam.
Did you see me naked?
Are we playing cards or flirting?
Hustle, the con is on.
The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
Rehearsal, the wash is on. Tonight at 9 on BBC One.
You just reminded me, actually, I didn't take my washing out this morning.
Excellent, there you go. That's why we're going to be number one in the ratings, Dave. That's it.
Thank you.
Two in the morning. I'm Chris Moyles. I'm going to say I'm Jamelia. Jamelia, that was Chris Moyles, and thank you. Riding high in the charts. If you just switch your radio on, you missed us earlier on this morning giving Spoonie a wake-up call. Take it away, Al. I believe that's the London Banqueting Ensemble.
It's two men, that.
What?
Two of them.
It's just two of them, yeah.
Two of them.
I don't know if the London Banqueting Ensemble is just a two. I think it might be more.
I think an ensemble is normally more people than two. I think two is just a duo.
Or a pair.
It was just two of them today, though.
Yeah, it was just today.
Well, they sounded very good, so thank you very much, Cornet Blowers.
If you missed that and you want to hear it again, you can always go to Radio 1's Listen Again feature, where you can listen to any of the bits of the show that you miss across the week. We put it up there about 10:30 every day, and it stays on for a week. And you can, so, like, if you log on today, you can hear Monday's show, Tuesday's show, from 10:30 today, later today. Oh, no, it's Tuesday today, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. So you're currently on, it's last Wednesdays. Which means it's the last chance to listen again to our one-off half hour we did, only for people listening on the web.
It's received critical acclaim, that special.
If you want to hear it, it's on Wednesday's show from last week, and you've only got today to listen to it. If you're bored at work or whatever at any point today, just log on to the Radio 1 website, click on the Moyles pages, and go to listen again, and then click on the Wednesday one. And it's the last half hour. So you want to click through to about 3 hours in, because you can skip 5 minutes.
And then you just hear the last half hour in its entirety. Yeah. No music, just chat.
Yeah. It's great. Self-indulgent rubbish.
Half-hour link, essentially, which is probably double what we normally do.
Well, sometimes. For the past few weeks, we've had a battle with The Archers. The Archers is the most listened-to, listen-again show on the whole BBC website. There are loads of shows that you can listen again to. Central Selection, Little Britain on Radio 4, other stuff. And The Archers is on there. The Archers is the most listened-to, listen-again show around the world on the BBC website.
It's occupied pole position for some time as well now.
A few years.
It's very established.
Yeah. So we decided that we were going to try and beat them in the ratings. And we decided, brilliantly, in our piece of genius production knowledge, to go head-to-head with them on one of the most controversial weeks The Archers has ever had. And it was exactly how this worked, I don't know. The Archers had its first ever gay kiss. And if you want to, if you didn't hear it, we have some exclusive audio here. Oh. So there you go. That was the gay kiss from The Archers.
Wouldn't it be more...
Oh.
I tell you what, you just gave me stubble rash. You're gonna have a shave. You're like a right hairy Mary.
Is it around the back of the cow shed?
I don't know where it was. Anyway.
8:46.
The figures are published every 7 days, and for the last 7 days, the archers that we were trying to beat got 102,160 hits on Listen Again. That's 102,000. The Chris Moyles Show got 117,506. Which means we wipe the floor with the ooer country bumpkins of the Archers.
Good and proper.
Good and indeed whopper. So, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, to you. It's been running for years, and we beat it.
And now we occupy pole position as the most listened to show on the BBC Listen Again chart.
I don't think it'll last long.
Do you not?
No, but, you know, you've got to enjoy these things while you can.
Maybe we should be more controversial.
Do you want to do a gay kiss?
What, now?
Yeah.
If you want.
All right, who do you want to do it with? Dave? Dominic?
Well, the only other choice is you, isn't it?
I'm busy, I'm pressing the buttons.
That'd be Dominic, then.
Right. You need to get in, Dominic, if you're going to do the gay kiss with Dave.
I don't think Dom wants to do it.
I tell you what, right? Let me play a record and work on a very, very rough script.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then...
Run it past our lawyers.
We'll have the first ever Archers stroke Chris Moyles Show gay kiss in the history of radio. Another exclusive for Radio 1.
This is why we're number one in the mornings, Dominic.
Huh? Purcell, the wash is on.
I'd rather be number 24 than kiss you.
It's not me. It's Dave.
Pucker up, baldy.
Oh, my God.
Radio. The White Stripes and Seven Nation Army. It's 8:52. This is BBC Radio 1. And now, for the first time ever, a collaboration between the Archers and Radio 1's ever-popular The Chris Moyles Show. It's Tuesday down on the farm, and Farmer Dave hears a knock on the door from window cleaner Dominic.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Hello there, young man.
Hello, I'm the window cleaner. I would like some water to get my sponge nice and soapy. I'd like you to squeeze it nice and hard.
Like me to squeeze nice and hard, make it nice and soapy?
If you could.
Well, you better come in then, young man. Come over this way.
Okay.
Come and bend over the back. I've got some water already ready for you. Now you put your sponge in there, they'll make it lovely and soapy.
Great news.
That'll be excellent. Blimey, are you single?
Yes, I am.
Blimey. Who would have thought that such a good-looking fellow as you would be single?
I know. It's a shock to me, too.
Well, how's that for your sponge?
That's nice. Let me kiss you.
Well, okay. I don't normally have window cleaners proposition me in this way, but if you like, pucker up. Whoa. One of the best kisses I've ever had before.
But the embrace is interrupted by local busybody, Widow Rachel.
Right there? What's going on here, then?
Oh, no, nothing. No, nothing. No, nothing. We're just milking the cow.
Window cleaner Dominic runs away.
Oh!
Leaving Farmer Dave standing there like a pylon in a field.
See you same time next week, then, Dominic.
Join us tomorrow for
more fun of the farm in the Archers.
Yeah. And that's why the Archers and the Chris Moyles Show are the most listened to shows on the World Wide Web on the BBC Internet.
And that was without the aid of a proper script.
Yes, most of that was ad-lib.
Amazing as it is.
Isn't it, just? In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI. I knew it was all up for me screaming. When you start laughing, Dave, you sound like a pig squealing in the background.
Do I?
Yeah.
Whether that's a compliment or not.
Oh, man. Usher and Ludacris and Yeah on Radio 1. It's time for Dave's Tedious Link.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So am I.
Oh. Ready?
Yep.
Go. Oh, by the way, if any of your friends missed that excellent piece of acting, they can also log on after 10:30 this morning and listen again, right?
This will keep us at number one, I'm sure.
Right, how do you get to this morning's Tedious Link from yesterday morning's Tedious Link, which was...
Chumbawamba Tub Thumping. Chumbawamba shares many of the same letters as Samantha Mumba, who is Irish. Irish people celebrate St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Tomorrow Never Dies is the title of a James Bond film. James Bond shares the same surname as Jenny Bond. In several weeks...
Sorry.
Hello, I'm back. In the jungle. Jungle rhymes with Bungle, who is mates with Jeffrey and Zippy. Zippy is a famous TV character who is yellow, and in that respect shares something in common with Sesame Street star Big Bird. Big Birds in the wild tend to be birds of prey. Prey was a hit for MC Hammer in 1990. MC Hammer wears baggy trousers, as does Mr. Tim Westwood. Tim Westwood shares the same surname as Lee Westwood, who is a famous golfer. Golfers play golf, of course. Golf was invented in Scotland, and Scotland is the home of many great bands from the world of music, with one of the finest being Travis.
Hey!
Which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Travis
and
Driftwood.
Excellent.
Driftwood by Travis.
And don't forget, BBC One tonight at 9 o'clock.
Excuse you, say me naked.
Hustle.
Playing cards. Flirting.
Hustle. The con is on.
There you go. Hustle tonight at 9. Everybody has to sing to the following record. It's the law. Just such a good listen. Travis and Driftwood on tour in the UK. You have to go. If they're playing anywhere near you, see if you can get a ticket, because they're so, so good live.
And
they
also
really are.
Special guests on Mark and Lyle's last show a week on Friday, which will be worth listening to.
Has that been announced?
Yes, they've talked about it.
Have they?
Yes.
Good.
I'm just hoping that I haven't read that on an email, and that's a big top secret.
Well, you normally do that, though, don't you?
I haven't done that for at least a year now.
Is it a year?
Yep.
Didn't you give away one of the One Big Weekend lineups?
I think I gave away the whole musical lineup for last year's Radio 1 Summer of Music.
What are you saying?
Are you sure, Dave?
I'm not 100% sure that had been announced.
They have.
I thought that was a secret.
I'm sure they've announced it.
Joe will tell us.
Joe? Yeah.
He hasn't come bounding in, so...
Yeah. He hasn't come bounding in to say, don't mention that Travis are on Mark and Lard's last show, it's a secret.
I'm sure it's all out in the open. I wouldn't be the one to break it.
Did you hear Mark and Mark talking about it?
Yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah.
Would you put money on that?
Yep.
How much?
Pound.
A pound. Do you want to announce anything else about their last show?
No.
I wouldn't if
it's a week Friday and it will be excellent.
Lovely, thank you.
Where is Joe, by the way?
I don't know. He's currently sitting upstairs going, oh, God. Radcliffe's just ringing him going, Travis? I wanted Led Zeppelin. Anyway, good record. Seamless Link?
Seamless Link.
Although, lots of people saying that Zippy is orange.
Yeah, but I think it's a yellowy orange, and I think you can give me that.
Oh, apparently everybody knows it. It's Travis and Fat Harry White on the last ever
Well, there you go.
Show.
You see, I wasn't the first one to spell
it. Well, that's one text message says that, to be fair.
I'm sure I wouldn't have inadvertently let the cat out of the bag.
No, Dave.
It's not my style.
No, not at all. You do it all the time, Dave. You do it every year. And I don't want to play that. I want to play another one. I want to play Uptown. Right, it's the part of the show that we like to call...
Half Time.
That's right.
Let's get ready to ramble.
Let's get ready to fumble. As you know, when this noise goes off, that is a noise where most DJs would shut up and play a record. Mm. That's this noise here. So when you hear that, that's when we really should shut up and play a record. And because we enjoy this part of the show for ourselves, we just keep on rambling.
Rambling.
Alan is back, by the way. Hey, Alan. Hey, how did you get on, Alan? Only joking. How was it?
It was really good.
I was Spoonie. Did he invite you in for a cup of tea?
Do you know...
He actually went into next door for a cup of tea because a lot of the neighbours came out and complained, what the hell is going on? Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, sorry. And these couple of ladies came out and were like, what's going on? Let me come in and explain it all to you, he said. And I was like, okay, we'll leave you now. Bye-bye. So we left.
Oh, really?
But they're all very friendly on that street, clearly, because no one hit us.
So he got up early in the morning and went around to see a couple of girls who live next door.
When you put it that way, it kind of sounds bad, but it was all very nice.
So these two women live together?
Yes.
And he popped in to see them for a cup of coffee.
To explain what was going on.
You're so naive, Alan, you really are.
It sounded very good, though, on the air, and thank you. What are the names of the cornet blowers?
Steve was one.
And John. Steve and John, very good, thank you very much indeed.
From the London Banqueting Ensemble.
Have you seen any pictures yet?
Not yet.
The pictures will be online later, and good. They have not just bugles, but they've got the big flags on the bugles, and they're all dressed in proper bugle outfit, which was red
bugle
black,
attire,
and it was very funny.
They were dressed in proper bugle outfits.
I don't know,
I hate it when you get those buglers.
They look like
and they're in jeans and a shirt. They haven't even made an effort.
I was so scared, though. I've never been so scared. I was so sure we had picked the wrong house.
But they must have been pleased to be woken up by buglers, not burglars.
It didn't look like house at all.
Do you think you might have scuppered his chances because you woke him up?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. He was going to do some training this morning, and he's not going to now.
You should have nicked his trainers.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Why weren't you wearing the outfit that Joe Wiley bought for you?
Because it's...
Say it.
Embarrassing.
You don't like it, do you? You went, oh, what a disgusting colour.
Do you know what, though? She was hurt by that. When the mic went down at the end of the link, she did say, I bought that.
That's the microphone, by the way, the microphone.
I bought that my own money, so I will wear it today. Green, pink, blue and white all together. It'll look good.
Alan is in the big Radio 1 race. It's, in no particular order, Spoonie, Namone, Alan, Andy Parfitt, Scott Mills, Colin Murray and Chappers. It's live into Joe Wiley's show at 11 o'clock from a secret sporting location. It's a 200-metre sprint.
I believe there's injury doubts on Chappers, though, and Colin Murray is awaiting a late fitness test.
I've heard there's injury doubts for one of them. And the other one's just bottling it for other reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, it's not fun. People are not taking this as a bit of a joke. This is deadly serious. I went to talk to Andy yesterday about it.
He's a big boss.
Yeah, the big boss Radio 1. And I tried to have a laugh with him, and he's not having a laugh. He's serious. He wants to win this.
Yeah, he's been getting all these jobs that... Everything that he does in the afternoon, he's been trying to cram it into the morning so we can get extra training in, which is why, you know, his afternoon routine he's now doing in the morning. So, you know, sometimes you get upstairs and he's looking out the window.
Yeah.
He's getting that out of the way
in the morning.
He's got free time to train in the afternoon.
That's good of him.
Yeah. And Namone trains regularly.
Although it is in bed right now.
Yes, but she's also a professional athlete.
That worries me a bit, actually. Yeah.
Well,
Olympics.
It should. She's training to be in the Olympics.
Hey, I've heard that,
Hey!
They've, you know, I was talking about betting yesterday. Well, a betting company, betting always gets me. I can never get
bookmakers.
Bookies, there
yeah,
we
that's
go.
What
bookies.
They're called.
He never gets these odds
I
right.
I really can't. I don't know the actual odds, but I've heard I've got quite good odds.
What are they?
They're going to reveal them later on the Joe Wiley show.
Right. Just to remind you, Alad, okay, look at me.
Yeah.
Right. 100 to 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Is better than 1,000 to 1. Okay. For you. Right. The lower the number to one is better for you. That makes you more popular, more the favourite.
That sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Mm. No, right.
Curious.
But it is, Alad, trust me.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, the other day you got very excited because you were 250 to 1.
Yeah.
And you said you were more popular than everyone else.
Bigger number.
No, it's the opposite of that.
Okay.
Okay. So, 100 to 1, right, isn't as popular as 50 to 1.
It's madness, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is madness. However, that means that if you put money on you, for every pound you put on, you get
50 back.
If you're
100.
Okay, sorry. But, yeah, so I wait to see what my odds are later on. Megan, who told them a bit of brief about us.
Right, it's 9:10 on Radio 1. Let's get back to the hits now. And while you're listening, get on the phone to Car Park Catchphrase 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. What do you want to say, Alan?
Says I run like a girl. But can't you see I'm calling? I'm going to the
clap right now.
Great record.
I'm feeling right now.
Feeling that, Dave?
Feeling it, yes.
Dilated Peoples featuring Cat. Kanye West.
Kanye West?
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Yes, I can. Kanye West? Yes, we can.
Cutting edge.
And it's called This Way. So there you go. Dilated Peoples did that track a couple of years ago, which was great.
Worst comes to worst.
Something like, was that it? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
That was great.
The album's quite good. I was listening to it the other day.
We were driving back from the Coachella Festival.
In America?
Yeah, back to LA, and they were playing that on the radio, and it sounded great.
I was asleep, I think, in the car. Wasn't that when Dingy was driving?
I was, Damien.
Damien was driving.
That's what I bought. When we went out to LA to do the show, I treated myself to a really expensive pair of glasses. And they were like something like Gucci glasses or something, really nice. And I didn't bother putting them in the case. I've learnt my lesson now. I have 18 cases with sunglasses in, from this story. Put them in my pocket, fell asleep in the car. And because even when you're asleep, you kind of roll over a little bit. And I remember rolling over and just saying... and I took the 8 pieces of glasses out of my pocket. And Damien goes, oh dear, well, expensive.
You have no idea. Anyway, so there you go.
It's time to play a game.
What game?
This is a game which is called Guess What Cool Thing My Girlfriend Bought For Me The Other Day. It might go on for a while.
We have time.
Yeah. So, and joining us to play the game is Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Local busybody widow Rachel.
Right there, my lovelies.
And from the Chris Moyles Afternoon Show... the producer and star, Grey-Ed Will Kinder.
Hello.
Right, so you ready?
Yep. Yes.
You have to guess what cool thing my girlfriend bought for me the other day. Start with Will.
Is it electronic?
Is it wooden?
Is it plastic?
Is it artwork? Is it RT?
You need to be more specific.
Is it a cell from a cartoon?
Could you hang this cool thing on your...
Could you wear it?
You could, but you don't do it for that.
You could wear it, but you don't.
But you don't.
Is it an item of clothing?
Is it mechanical?
Is it something audio?
Is it a hat?
I was going to say that, but I thought hat was encompassed in clothing.
Just covering all bases.
Oh, dear.
Is it expensive?
It's something that is in my house, so try and work out maybe what room it's in.
Is it in the bathroom?
Is it in the bedroom? Is it a celebrity duvet?
Let me just stop you for a moment there, Dave. What is a celebrity duvet?
Well, it may have been a duvet, which was art, because we've already established it's slightly arty. It may have been artistically designed by, I don't know, Fran from Travis or something, and signed at the bottom.
Well, and where do you get these Fran from Travis designed duvets?
Fran probably knocks them out.
Does he?
Yeah, he knocks them out.
There's
in
a
the
website.
Afternoon.
Yeah. FranDuvets.com.
Do you know, some loser will have that up and running by 5 to 10 this morning with a picture of a duvet with Fran's face on it. The first person to get FranDuvets.com with a picture of him on by the end of the show will win a prize. Get going, nerdy, geeky people. Right, the answer to your question is it a celebrity duvet? No.
Okay. Have to ask.
Rachel.
Is it an electric blanket?
As I said, it's not a celebrity duvet. Will?
Is it a duvet?
Correct.
Oh, God, how close was I?
It's not a celebrity duvet. Celebrity duvet doesn't exist unless it was stolen from someone's house.
Is it a duvet cover or the actual duvet?
Duvet cover is the right answer.
Right. Now,
but here's a question. My girlfriend bought me a duvet cover. Do you know?
I know what you've got.
Then you can't say.
Why?
Do you know because you know?
No, I don't know because I know. I've just got a very good hunch. Did I know what...
I'm sorry to hear that.
You perhaps...
Hunchback.
Might have.
Well, it's still technically Will's question.
Is it a Leeds United duvet cover?
No.
I think that the very cool...
Do you know this?
I don't know internally.
This is very cool, by the way.
You know what I mean, Rachel? I don't know from your lovely
okay.
lady.
All right.
It's just
shut up, will you?
Right. By the way, don't use the word internally when you're talking about my lovely lady.
I think that the cool thing that she has bought for you is a Twister duvet.
Correct. I have a Twister duvet on my bed. With little fluffy dice
to
roll.
Did you get the spinny thing?
No, you get the fluffy dice and you roll it. And, you know, so one of the little fluffy dice says left hand, right hand, left foot, right foot. And the other one says red, blue, green or whatever it is. So we have a Twister duvet.
Have you played it yet?
Not really. We kind of tried to play it the other night before we go out, but we both had our shoes on, and it was just fresh on the bed. You didn't want to do that. Do you know what I mean? But how cool is that?
It's very cool.
I have a Twister duvet. Beat that. 81199 on the text. Do you have a Twister duvet? And do you have anything that's better than a Twister duvet? I challenge you now. 81199. Well, you know what I used to have when I was a kid, and I've still got it because I won't throw it away from my single bed at Mum and Dad's house? A Danger Mouse duvet. Get in! What's better than that?
A Fran celebrity duvet.
You're obsessed, Dave.
BBC Challenge.
What a brilliant record. What a brilliant record.
Like that.
That's so lovely. Blink-182, I miss you. Is that the video with Rachel Hunter that I keep seeing? When I'm at the gym.
What? Not sure, but I'll check.
It's a great video where there's a little lad, and I take it, if, you know, there's this girl that fancies him, but he fancies the girl's mum.
Right.
Who's Rachel Hunter. I'm almost certain that's for that. Someone will text, don't worry about that. Someone will text in. By the time you've gone to Google, you're not going to find out on the Blink-182 website, are you?
I will.
Right, you sit on the text, Dave.
Okay.
And Rachel's gone to Google. You haven't even typed it in the search yet. Who will be first? No, all I'm waiting for is a yes or no. Is the video to that song, the one with Rachel Hunter in, as the hot mama? Who will get there first? It's a big race against time. Wow, this is such a great link. I'm glad I started it.
No, it's not.
Do you know that? Why? You just went to the text messages. You little cheat.
Hang on, that's my job. And your computer's faster than mine.
So there you go. No, it's not.
I'm still checking.
Right.
The Great Radio 1 race is this morning from 11 o'clock. Live on Joe Wiley's show, who will be crowned king or queen of the Radio 1 athletes?
Sorry.
Oh, you ruined my voiceover then.
Stacey's mum is Stacey. Is she in the video?
No, that's a different song.
We're not talking about the video now.
I thought you were doing the Rachel Hunter one.
The answer was no.
Yeah, but we weren't confirmed on that.
The answer's no.
Right.
You completely put me off now.
Yeah, but I thought you were waiting for hot news on the text.
You pillock. You're such an idiot. Such a door handle. Go on. Go off. Take your phones off and get out. Let Juliet sit down and get ready with her hot sports news. You're just an embarrassment to your family, Dave.
I thought you were waiting for hot news to come in.
You got nothing. I said you'd sit on the text and you gave us no information
at all.
That's
because my computer's slower than Rachel.
Why didn't you hit refresh?
What? Which one's that?
Refresh! Refresh! Exciting! It's so exciting to me, yeah. Refresh, fresh.
You see, you're really hitting the target spot with your kids' references.
Cool and the Gang have just done a track with Atomic Kitten, so they're down with the kiddies. Toddlers, granted.
I think you're very ungrateful.
Rachel, something. What have you found out? You've been on the computer for 3 minutes. What have you found out? Nothing.
The lyrics.
I don't want the bloody lyrics. Anyway, the bottom line of it is the video currently being shown at the moment with Rachel Hunter and she's fit.
Unconfirmed reports suggest it might be a video for the Fountains of Wayne. More news as it breaks.
Do you know what? It's the right answer.
Thank you, Rachel.
That is the right
answer. Right, you're happy now, aren't you?
But we knew that the answer was no, originally, to the is that the Blink-182 song with the video with Rachel Hunter. The answer came moments ago, no, and then you were miles behind.
But
who asked the question? What was that? Stop this.
You wouldn't have got there if it weren't for me with my breaking news. You
we got there. The answer was no. End of.
Yeah, but now...
Did you then hear me go, oh, I wonder who it is a video for then? No, I don't
now,
think you did.
Now we know
it's moving, still talking.
Yeah, now
so
we know.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Don't make me come round there and open a six-pack of whoop-ass.
Come on,
you.
Then.
I'll kick
put you through the window.
I'll kick your ass all the way through to next week.
Yes? Serious news. 9:30.
Coming up, music from the darkness. We'll also play car park catchphrase as well, and details about what's coming up in Joe Wiley's show from 10 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, let's get some news and some sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:31.
There are more claims British troops in Iraq didn't have...
One road travel.
Time for a B road, because it's Tuesday. The B3022 at Winkfield in Berkshire has got roadworks. That's between junctions... That's between North Street and Crouch Lane. And no junctions. Press the button. Press the button. Get me out of this hellhole.
One road travel on Radio 1.
9:34.
God, you're good.
I know. Traffic and travel for the whole of the UK.
I seem to have started a major, major debate without realising it. Because I'm not into computers. If you just switched on morning, I basically bought myself an iPod. And then... my iPod won't work with my computer, so I need to get buy another lead. So I go and I unravel everything to get out the nice packaging and all that, but I lay everything out. For once, I thought I'd read the instructions rather than just diving straight in. I thought I'd read the little booklet. Good. Spent about 20 minutes doing all this. Right, now it's time to do it. Let's load in the software. Your computer is too old. You're rubbish, says my computer back to me. So I need to either upgrade... my to Windows 2000 or somewhere, or Windows XP, I don't know what the hell I'm on about. Or get my, I might just get myself a new computer, which I was kind of thinking about doing anyway, because mine is so old and grey.
Then if you bought an iPod and you have to buy a new computer, then the iPod has cost you about £1,200, isn't
it? Well, yeah, there is that, but then at least I get a new computer out of it. So, my cousin said to me the other day, get yourself a nice Mac. And I went... I have a coat. And he says, you're so stupid. Punches me. Then when I get off the floor, he says, get yourself a Mac. So I talked to Scott, who works on the show, who's Mr. Technical. By the way, exactly how he said it. You can do that. Or you can just upgrade your PC. Right, okay. Well, what's best? Well, it depends what you're using it for. Emails and porn. Right, well, Reid, well, you can. Well, it's up to you. Well, I don't know, that's why I'm asking you. Right, I've got to go now, and he just walked off.
How much is it to upgrade your PC? That's
well, I can get Windows, right, for X amount of money. Or, he won't come in, Dominic. He's,
why?
Because he's the opposite of valid. He's got no ego.
He shared a taxi with me today.
That's fascinating and really helps the story. So, anyway, so I've gone in the air. I might buy myself a Mac. And someone said, well, you get yourself a PC. On the email for the whole show,
yeah.
People have been going, all the PC owners are going, don't get Mac. PCs are so much better. And all the Mac owners are going, get a Mac. Those PCs, they smell, and things like that. And now I really don't know what to do.
There is a real...
And I'm really annoyed because I've talked about it all morning, and not one computer manufacturer said they'll give me one for free.
I see what you're trying to do there.
No, that was a joke. Okay, that was a joke.
There is a real war, though, isn't there, between PCs and Macs?
Do you have a computer?
I do, yeah.
What do you have?
PC.
Juliet, do you have a computer?
PC.
Dave?
The wife's got a laptop. What's that?
Great. Rachel?
I haven't got one.
Newsboy PC. So that's it. Scott, you've got a PC? Yeah. See, now everyone's got a PC, but then it doesn't necessarily mean that they're better.
But if Scott's got a PC, why is Scott telling you to get a Mac?
He's not telling me to get a Mac, but then he's not really telling me either way.
He's sitting on the fence.
You can get yourself a Mac or you can get yourself a PC, but, I've got to go now.
That doesn't help anyone.
So it doesn't help me. So at the moment, I've got a rubbish computer... an iPod with an extra lead that I can't use anyway.
Toss
what a waste.
Point.
Give me your iPod.
Yeah.
I'll have that.
Right.
I'll have that, thank you very much. And you go back to your PC.
Brilliant. Why didn't I think of that, Dom? You're a genius.
That's great.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. Looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
Good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I'm going to give up on this whole computer thing. It's just too maddening. Because I've now worked out, what do I really, really need a computer to do? I've now worked out, it'll be a lot cheaper if I just buy some magazines. You know, know, these computer magazines that tell you...
Oh, you mean like What PC and stuff? Yeah. Computers Weekly. Or...
PC bi-monthly.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Car park fans, it's great to be in a car park, isn't it? Especially if you're there with the lovely Roy Walker. That'll be a dream come true for me.
Thank you, Chris.
Our pleasure, my friend. So let's start the great game that everyone loves. It's Car Park Catchphrase. But Roy, who are our contestants?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. My name's Michael and I'm from Andover.
Hooray! Andover.
Andover.
What do you do, Mike?
I'm a lorry driver.
What do you deliver?
Well, pretty much anything and everything.
Ah, oh, lovely. Jukeboxes?
Shoeboxes, yeah.
No, well, I said jukeboxes, but shoeboxes.
Oh, sorry,
if you want. You can have shoeboxes if you have that. Andover. Do you know Andover, Dave?
Andover Fist.
Do you know, the weird thing is, I thought about doing that gag and I thought it was glaringly obvious, so I didn't
really
bother.
Yeah. Right. Yes, I do know where Andover is. It's near Stonehenge.
Indeed, yes.
Is it really?
Yes, not far from the rocks.
Oh, lovely. Oh, nice.
In fact, it's also near, we've been to a racetrack there, Thruxton, I think is down that way, isn't it?
Yeah, that's only about 5 minutes down the road.
Oh, there you go.
That's where we did our car racing, do you remember?
Yeah, you had three races, I had two, because one of the cars I was too fat and wouldn't fit in it. True story. All right, what are you driving, my friend?
Mercedes 815.
Nice wheels. Right, wind that window down, let's hear the horn. Nice,
that's
all right.
All right,
yeah.
Do
that horn sounds like it belongs to that make.
Yep.
It does. Right, hang on there, my friend.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Annie and I come from Mid Wales.
Yay! Whereabouts in Mid Wales? It's a little bit vague. Are you on the run from the tax man?
Yes, absolutely. No, it's in Landrin Dodd Wells, Chris.
I love that place.
Do you, really?
Yeah, whereabouts are you right now?
I'm in Southampton at the moment, working.
Oh, it's a lovely part of Mid Wales, yeah. Isn't it?
Southampton. South Wales, really, isn't it?
Sorry?
Nothing.
Whereabouts are you in Southampton?
I'm in a car park or just off the M27.
Right. We were in Southampton
we were.
A couple of weeks ago.
I know you were.
It was great.
Good.
We went to TGI Fridays.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And then we also went to...
Jumping Jacks.
Yeah. You can't go back to Southampton,
why?
Dave.
I wasn't
the
bad.
Police were after you.
Oh, yeah, the police came to arrest Dave.
Really? What for?
Being rubbish. What do you do, Annie?
I'm a sales rep.
For who?
An insurance company.
Which one?
AIG.
Oh, AIG. That was my mother's name.
Really?
No. And what are you driving?
A Mini Cooper.
Is that your company car?
Yes.
Nice.
Really?
It's great, isn't it?
That's good. How do you find the Mini Cooper?
Lovely. Really good.
How do you find the Mini Cooper? Lovely. Well, if you're asking a question, I suppose that's a decent enough answer. Right, wind your window down. Let's hear that horn. Oh, see, now that horn suits that
car. It's a two-tone, you see. We've heard this before.
Yeah. Mike, let's hear yours again. And Annie? Lovely, I like that. Right, are you ready, Mike?
Yes.
Are you ready, Annie?
Yep.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
As ever, best of three. Buzz in when you're home when you know the answer. Here we go. See, Mr. Fish is visiting a famous pony ranch near his home, which is famous for its performing trick ponies. He's really impressed with the range of tricks that the ponies can perform, although... he does seem a little bit disappointed by one of the ponies. Seems that this particular animal can only do one trick, while the others can all do several tricks. This is very much like a pony that only does one trick. Yes, Mike?
Is that a pony that only does one trick?
A pony that only does one trick!
Whoa! It's good, but it's not right.
It's not right. It could be a chance for Annie to steal. I suppose a pony that can only do one trick would be a one-trick pony. I'm afraid Mike got in there before you, Annie. Yes, Mike?
Oh, a pony that only does one trick.
Right, the same answer again.
Yeah.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Annie, what were you going to say?
Only one trick for the pony?
What was that, Annie?
Only one trick for the pony?
Right, okay, I'm going to give you both another clue, okay? It's one trick pony. Yes, Mike?
One trick pony.
You're right! There you go. Of course, that famous phrase that you two have never heard of.
Indeed.
Right, so one to Mike, none to Annie. You need to get this one right, Annie, if you want to stay in the game.
Okay.
If Mike gets it right, he's the winner. Good luck.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is concerned about home security after a spate of burglaries in the area. He likes to keep cash in the house, but doesn't know where the safest place is to keep it. Apparently, the crime prevention officer has advised him to keep the cash in his mouth. He said the safe... Yes, Mike!
Put your money where your mouth is.
Put your money where your mouth is.
You're a winner.
Ah, congratulations, Mike!
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you too. Mm. Annie, commiserations.
Never mind.
But you're just worse stupid. have a good day, my darling.
And you. Bye.
Bye. Well done, Mike.
Cheers.
Put your money where your mouth is. I mean, who'd have thought you'd pull that back after a trick of one of the ponies? Or whatever the hell they said. What are you doing for the rest of the day? You working all day?
Yeah, really hard as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is your boss listening?
I hope not.
Right, okay, good.
Mind you, they were trying to phone me a minute ago, so...
That's probably because they were listening to you on the radio.
Indeed.
Yeah. Have a good day, my friend.
Cheers.
Bye.
What's my prize?
Oh, what prize?
Can I have a crew?
What do you want, Mike?
Well, it was a nice trip to Tahiti, perhaps.
All right, let me just have a look on the prize list. You've won a mug. Congratulations.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. And enjoy that mug, courtesy of Radio 1.
Cheers, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Well done to Mike. Thank you to Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. Joe Wiley.
Nelly Furtado and Powerless. Joe Wiley will be here in about 3 minutes.
Hey, this is Pharrell Williams.
And we have NEID.
The Great Radio 1 Race is an hour away. 11 o'clock this morning. Aled is running for, obviously, for our show. And Namone is running. And the boss of Radio 1 is running. Who will win? Will Aled come in behind the boss? Or will Namone win by her nose? Find out, 11 o'clock, live with Joe Wiley. Are you commentating on that, by the way?
Yeah, curiously.
Are you getting paid?
I think they're getting us a car.
I mean, not bad, is it? They've only charged them 100 quid.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just a car. They're like a taxi, I suppose you'd call it.
Mark and Lada at 1, Coxie's at 3, and coming next is my sugar mummy. It's the older... Vintage that I look up to and adore secretly.
You can't call a vintage.
Well, really?
Nice, that's not respectful.
Joe Hot Wiley.
You're in such trouble.
Ribbit Mama!
It's a dream come true.
Radio 1 online. Listen again to your favourite Radio 1 shows. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.